And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Patak Records. I can't not call it Patak. It's Patak. But it's just because of the advert. Because obviously, you know, it means something very different in the States to what it does here. But it's a Patak Radio. And also Distort PR special this week, who are kind of part of the same thing. I'll talk a bit more about later on in the show. We've also got right up front, I'm telling you right now, coming up, stay tuned. Do not stop listening right now. We have got a brilliant Word of the Week coming up. But first, here's a band we've never played before, with good reason, what with the guy actually dying a while ago. But check this out. Gigi Allin, Anti-Scene, 99 Stab Wounds.
One day my blood will start to blood flow. Consistent flourishes my will to know. Consumed by my appetite for ripped off flesh. 99 stab wounds, welcome to your death.
Tony.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. That was Gigi Allin and Anti-Scene. What I want to know is, what is Gigi Allin and Anti-Scene's website?
Website.
Website.
GigiAllin.com?
It is, yeah. GigiAllin.com. Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet Nil. It's mostly MySpace things that we're doing this week for each band, but it's here and there, it might not quite be. You'll see why as the show goes on. I've got a word of the week for you here, Tony, that I am proud of. If you have an idea for a word of the week, it's actually a word or phrase of the week, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, word of the week. Now, this has come via a friend of Armbarant's.
Okay.
Who invented the initial one of these. Right, I'm just going to read it out, right, what I've written. We can discuss it afterwards if you like. But I am so happy with this. It's just so childish. This week's word of the week, Belmont transfer. It's a Chicago phrase. It's when you move from the red line to the brown line on the Chicago Metro, and obviously means the gentlemanly pursuit of lubricating the old chap in her lady place before gently thrusting it into her mucky tulip.
Oh dear.
As opposed to the more manly practice of route one to a dirty goal and back in the pub for last orders. Now, the thing is, first of all, I'm very, very excited about the idea of the Belmont transfer, because it's, I don't mean it's nice, but it's kind of, it's a nice phrase, and it's like the same as changing trains, same as going over to the other bit of the underground station, because it's the underground, it's downstairs, it's underneath, it's what it's all about, right? But I was also very, very pleased when I came up with a phrase for a brown star, a rusty sheriff's badge, a bumhole of mucky tulip. I was very pleased with that. However, there is more.
Okay.
I'll carry on reading. I needed an English equivalent, of course, and so looked to London's very own and much maligned underground system. And I would like to thank its designers for leaving me with the meeting of the Hammersmith and City line, open brackets, pink, close brackets, and the Bakerloo line, open brackets, brown, close brackets, at West London Premier Interchange, thus giving us the Paddington Shuffle. I like the Belmont transfer, but it's red and brown. It's kind of just a bit more graphic, isn't it? I think we've been a bit more subtle with the pink and brown.
Nice.
And I also have been giggling for most of the afternoon about the Paddington Shuffle. So this week's word of the week, if you're in the US, it's the Belmont transfer. If you're in the UK, it's the Paddington Shuffle. Or feel free to mix and match as you choose. Thank you very much, Ambarance, and particularly your mate for coming up with that. Right, I'm going to get on with the next track, Tony. Is that all right?
That's fine.
It is good. Right, this is another track. Now, this is sort of a Distort PR special more than a Patak Records special, but they do appear to be sort of one and the same thing in that a few artists we're playing this week are by Patak, but all of them are publicised by Distort PR. Again, I will explain a little bit more as the show goes on, but guess what, Tony? Imagine this. They're all out of Boston in New York, but the next band up, a band that have signed up to get PR'd by them, is another band from Indonesia.
Huh.
I know. Two bands from Indonesia in 3 weeks. This is outrageous. What do I want? This is a band called Citizen Useless. Now, I know very little about the bands on this week's show. In that, I just went on the Distort PR very much as I would go on the Japan Files site and picked bands I liked the sound of and all that. There's various reasons for all of them. You're going to love this. This is a band called Citizen Useless. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CitizenUseless?
It is. It's Tony 2, poorly being internet nil. I defy anybody to not love this song, in keeping with this show. And Kitten Blurred, this is Emo Sucks. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you very much.
That was Citizen Useless. Do check them out. As I say, check out all the bands that are on this week's show, whichever ones you like. It is a relatively harsh show this week in that it has come via an essentially hardcore punk label. But there is something for everyone here, and I love that song he makes. That's absolutely fantastic. Now, I would normally be asking you right now, Mr. Tony, if you had any Podcast Alley comments, but I assume the site is still down. Am I correct?
You are correct.
So that'll be good then, because in the show notes that I sent you this week, I said I put in Podcast Alley or something else, Tony. Have you got something else for us?
Got a little bit of something else. Got a couple of emails.
Well, I got an email as well. So okay. Maybe you could read one out, then I'll read one out, then you read one out. How about
okay.
That?
I got a visual one. So from Emmanuel Diamantopoulos, or Manny, or Emin.
Saw this.
Yeah, yep. He said he sent you the pictures.
No, I just saw the pictures on the Punky page.
Right. You sent me
which is a good place to leave comments, by the way. Well, you can't do Podcast Alley. Go on the Punky page on Facebook.
Exactly. They sent me 4 pictures that he's done.
Oh, brilliant.
Little things in sketchbook with kitten blood. Kitten blood. All rich looking. Smacked hard. Milky all pants.
Oh, I've got to see these.
And Goopa Goopa. And what I'll do is if he hasn't put them on, I think he's put one on. I'll put the rest of them on.
Yeah, brilliant.
On our Punky page. And his email was @ just some knobs. And it says, oh, here's some pink knobs I drew up in SketchUp. And he also reminds me that I'm supposed to be sending him a copy of my solo album, which I will do. Just been a bit busy, but I will sort it out before Christmas.
Hey, Tone, while you're there.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that you could maybe run off a copy of your solo album for me to put in one of the Christmas competition packages?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'll sort that out. If I'm doing one, I can do 2. That's fine. So now I've got my laptop.
Oh, so that's that one. So now it's my turn, of course.
And your turn now.
This is okay. So smooth.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul and Tony. I've become the worst Punky follower, but I've recently found myself with the right amount of time to start listening again, catch up on the shows I've missed. I've a special request for the next show. A couple of years ago, you introduced a band called Sob to me that was a Canard Nard Narden band. This past weekend, myself and 4 friends road tripped 8 hours to watch their final performance in Quebec. We also managed to catch their last Ontario show a couple of weeks ago. I was wondering if you could play something by them for me and remind the world of how amazing they really are. As their guitar player Mark said to me, we may be dead, but the music lives on. Love, Alana Narden Narden, the Canada Narden Narden. P.S. I've started listening again and I can't tell you how much I've missed it. We've missed you too, Alana Narden Narden Narden, and I will play Sob before Christmas. I haven't got time on this week's show, but we will play a Sob track before Christmas.
Oh, good. I didn't even know they stopped listening, so good to have them back.
I miss the Canada Narden Narden Narden.
Yeah, it's been a long time. With Amanda and Alana.
Oh, well, I don't know whether they're all mates, see. People drift. People move on, Tony.
This is true.
People go from being the 14-year-olds they were when they started listening to the show and the 19-year-old adults they are now. Or something like that.
It's a good point, actually.
Yeah. God. I was about to say to you, I mean, after all, how many people are you still friendly with that you knew when you were 14? But actually, all of them.
Yeah.
Right. But...
Pretty much. Okay. I've got another email. It's a suggestion. Who's from the Grinch, who is Timo, who is from Germany. Who says, hi Tony, the problem with pushing iTunes reviews is that it'll cut people out, like me and the Scandinavians. Seeing as iTunes separates everyone into countries, you can't see any other comments than UK and USA. And he suggested, how about putting a guestbook on punkyradio.com for the time being? It normally gets fairly messy with spam in there, and you don't improve your ranking on some list or another, but it's at least a try. All the best, Timo, a.k.a. The Grinch.
Well, I've got a better idea.
Facebook.
Well, or... Yeah. Why don't you leave your email, your review, on Scandinavian iTunes, and when you type it up, cut and paste it, send it to us anyway, so we can read it out.
Yeah. We've said that before about the Carnarvon one.
Exactly,
just,
yeah.
If you put one on, just send it to us and we'll read it out. Yeah,
you've gone to the trouble to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to read it out, so that'd be lovely.
But in place of Podcast Alley, the Facebook page is like a forum, so just post on there.
It's like a forum.
Yeah, it is a forum. It's just a very, very expensively written one. So
yeah.
Use that. There you go.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So is that you done?
That's me done.
Thing is, Tony, coming down, it's such a bitch.
Yes, sir. coming down. Coming down. When you're coming down. Coming down. Listen, your head is shattered. Brain cells turn to batter. And now your body just fits you in.
That's the Crank County Daredevils, Tony. That's right, a little bit of southern rock and roll. Well, punk rock and roll, really. You listen to the Rich Morton Sound on these. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And remind me, just after we've done this bit, that I have to mention the Rich Morton Sound to you. What I'll know is, what is the Crank County Daredevils MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Crank County Daredevils
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet, Neil. What are you reminded me?
About Rich Morton Sound.
That's correct. I did a gig with Rich Morton himself on Friday night.
Nice.
And in Maidenhead, he was terrific. And the CD that he did, the one that you're hearing underneath us right now, is now available in UK record shops. He got a distribution deal for it.
Oh, brilliant.
I imagine it will be in the soundtracks, instrumentals, easy listening sections. He doesn't know. All he knows is he's got a distribution deal and it's in shops.
Nice. It's one of my favourite beds. I like it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the whole CD is fantastic. Do, if you get the chance and you're in the UK, go into your local record store and see if you can find it. It is a limited edition. There's only a few hundred of them. So there's probably one or two per major record store. But they should be there. Go and check them out. See if you can get a copy. He doesn't know how much they are. I reckon they'll be 12 or 13 quid, but they're worth it. Just for the packaging is amazing, let alone the CD. Just, this is the most involved CD I've ever been handed. The man is clearly a bit mental. Anyway, that's there. Crank County Daredevils, of course, come via Distort PR, as do all the shows this week. And I've just written up a little thing about them here. Distort PR offer a great promotional service for bands. To find out more, email Dan at Patak. records.com. that's p-a-t-a-c records.com, as he seems to be the man behind it. He's also quite obviously the man behind Patak Records, rocking out of Boston for quite some time now and providing the likes of us some pretty good music. It is as simple as that. If you're a band and you're looking for PR, I think it's like $50 for them to push you for a month. I mean, it's absolutely nothing,
right?
And it's Dan at patakrecords.com. do not spam the man Dan. Oh, yeah. All right. So, did you do anything last week?
No. Been looking for a new car. Well, I've not got one yet, but I've been getting trips around to garages and looking online, trying to find out what to do. yeah, apart from that.
And have you thought of buying a four-wheel drive with ice chains? What's the weather like up there, by the way?
It's all right. Well, apparently Kirby Mansfield is. We're all right here in the nice hot
city. Oh, the city, I suppose, yeah.
We're all right. Well, I work from home today because there's no point going out in the snow for this. But it's freezing.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. It's been very, very cold here. I drove back from Wigan on Saturday night. -7 was the coldest we got. I mean, not in the car. I mean, that was fine. I had the heating on. Yeah. I'm lucky like that. If I'd been on skis, I'd have been really pissed off. Although it is downhill from Wigan to the Hireman's Lodge, so I could probably have skied it. I could just slid it. I performed to the Mayor of Wigan, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got lashed. It was great fun. The only thing that I want to tell you about is the night before, though, when I went... Well, actually, two things. I had two beer sessions at my mate Steve's pub last week, one on last Tuesday night and one on Friday night. The Tuesday night one very quickly degenerated into a row about whether Mark Radcliffe sounds like John Peel or not. And if you'd like more information about that, do visit my blog, paulieb.blogspot.com. There's all more information there. But I just want to tell you about Friday, because when I got there after the Maidenhead gig, I was out of there fairly quickly and sort of got back up to where Steve's pub is in Luton fairly quickly. And I was hardly anyone in there, because it was the first night, it had been really cold. But there was Steve's barmaid, Lisa, and Steve. This bloke, Matt. And Lisa's daughter, Tasha. That was it. And they were sat and having a drink. And Matt and I had a brief argument about how Australia would get at least 150 ahead in the Ashes. I said nonsense. He said, no, they will. Obviously, they did. But anyway, that sort of turned out okay. And then he left, which left the four of us, which is the perfect number for a game of spoof. Now, you know. Yeah. And Tash had never played before, but reckoned herself a bit, right? Well, we played game after game after game. Steve's got two new beers on tap, one of which is Old Rosie, which is bad news for everybody, Old Rosie Cider. So we were drinking Old Rosie Cider and playing spoof for shots. We must have had about 25 games. I lost one, and only when I broke my own principles. Tasha must have lost at least 10, right?
Jeez.
And so she went to bed. She was leathered. She went to bed first, although she didn't make it to bed. Because when she went upstairs, when I went upstairs, I walked past the toilet door, which was open, and there she was, bent over the toilet, pan exploring.
Nice.
Brilliant. Very funny. Steve lost a few, Lisa lost a few, Tash lost a few. I lost one, only one, because I'm still and remain the undisputed king of spoof. Now then, Tony, I imagine what you've been thinking here is you'd like to hear some anal cunt.
Yes!
Yes. Well, let's go. Loud hysteria.
Yeah.
anal cunt, Tony.
You don't hear a lot of that, do you?
You don't, but you know what? If there's one show that should be able to play it, it's us. So I think that's fair enough. I, of course, would like, if it was called Cunt 2 Anal, they could have the nickname Paddington Shuffle.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, but they haven't. Anyway, that was a song called Loudest Stereo, out on Patak Records, as will be the next song. What I'll know is, what is Anal Cunt's MySpace page?
Is it just myspace.com/analcunt?
No, it's not, because they're too polite. It's myspace.com/AXCX. The A and the C's being capitals. So, it's Tony 3, Point of View of the Internet 1. That's our first Patek offering. There's another one coming up shortly. Now, as you know, regulars to the show will know that we've been doing an ad break in this bit for quite a while. We have currently ceased the advertising deal we had with GoDaddy. We do have an association with Interflora, but we're not required to talk about them every month, so we're not every week, so we're not going to, because that's just silly. So what I thought we'd do instead, Tony, would be you could just remind people of what we really, really want them to do the most of all. It's already been mentioned, and that is iTunes reviews.
Please do review us on iTunes. Helps us out massively. A few reviews help move us up the featured rankings. And it's one or two reviews help. Makes a massive difference. So please do reviews. Easy way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will take you to our music store page on iTunes, where you can review it. You will need to log in, and you'll need an iTunes account to do that. But if you've got iTunes, you've probably already got an account. So just log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the USA, email us your review and we'll read it out as well.
What an excellent idea. Well done, Tony. I'm still having problems getting on iTunes because I need to update whatever it is, 57.6 or whatever they're on now. I haven't updated for a while because it's so massive and I'm going, oh God, I've got to go through all this again. But I will at some point. So I can't actually get on UK iTunes at the moment, but will do soon. Here's another track from Patak Records. From Boston, I believe, Tony. This is another one. We played this band a week or two ago. This is the Revilers, and On the Outside. We'll be right back. That's the Revilers, Tony, on the outside. You Buffalo Girls go around the outside. That wasn't it, obviously. I just got carried away there. Well, one of those, what is the Revilers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Revilers.
It is. It's Tony for Paulie being an internet one. This is the same kind of route we had last week. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now, who are in keeping with the music on this week's show.
Yeah.
The beds are correct. Now then, mate.
Yes.
What I was going to ask you was, in this bit, have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So finally, it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide. And it's a short one from John from the Bleach Boys.
Ah, nice one.
Who says, hi, Tony, the Bleach
Boys. He's just been in
Berlin. I saw that.
Yeah. He likes going there.
Who did he go and see? It was a band, wasn't it?
I can't remember the name of them.
No, I can't. I saw his.
But
I
watched a couple of the clips online, and they do look mental.
Well, I think just before you went, who says, hi, Tony, the Bleach Boys play their Christmas gig at the Arena Tavern in Letchworth on the 16th of December.
Oh, bollocks!
Tell that referee you work with to shift his ass down there, or get Mark to sniff his car seat. And I'm guessing you can't.
I can't.
That's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm going to see the Highliners.
Oh.
At the Gaff. Fucking hell, the Bleach Boys at the Arena Tavern. I'm getting the. But it's the Highliners and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons.
Oh, right.
Oh, so okay. I'd already said I'd go and interview both of them.
Hmm.
Oh, what a pain in the neck. Oh, that's a shame. Sorry, I can't make it, but it will be brilliant. Hmm. And they have excellent real ales in the Arena Tavern.
Oh, okay. There you go then. Thursday, yeah. So that's actually a little bit in advance. It's a few weeks away, but
I can't believe it's down the road. And I can't.
Oh,
that's kind of giving away the gig guide I was going to mention. I'm going to see the Highliners, Dirty Cat and the Dirty Johnson at the Gaff on December 16th in Holloway.
Okay.
It's only £7 a ticket. I mean, the Bleach Boys is free. If you're local to me, go to the Bleach Boys. But if you're in London town, that is an excellent deal. This Sunday, I'm going to see the Fuzz Tones as well. And there are still tickets available. Fuzz Tones at the 100 Club.
Nice.
Sit on Oxford Street. That will be a terrific gig. They are supported by the Lysergics. You can imagine them to be of similar stock. So part of the Fuzz Tones 30th anniversary tour. Me, Felix, and now Steve are going as well. It's going to be a beauty. So I suppose, Tony, that's it for
Tony's International Gig Guide. It is, yeah.
Now, I've got a bit of a problem here.
Okay.
Because the next track we're going to play is by a band I had down as AC Reveal. But now I'm wondering whether they're anything to do with anal cum, what with it being AC. And I couldn't find a mic. So I can't ask you what their website is because I couldn't find anything about them. So this is possibly anal cum under another guise. It would be in keeping, judging by the title of it. But I think I'm going to start calling them Anal Lady Place.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them Mucky Tulip Lady Place, I think. So I don't keep... This is another one from Mucky Tulip Lady Place Reveal. So I can't ask you what their website is. So obviously I'm going to give myself 3 points. So it's Tony and Internet 4.
Oh.
So it's probably being Internet 4, Tony 4. This is a song called... Don't offer me weak drugs or I'll kick your fuck. Well, we don't know who that was, do we?
Well, no.
I'm not exact about it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I just think Dan will be listening to this show. I'll get Dan to fill us in and we'll give you the correct information, hopefully next week. You're listening to Planet Smash underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
What are you doing this week? Got any plans?
London. Yes, I'm going to London.
Are you?
Friday. Yeah, I've been invited down for a bit of a social with a company I've been doing bits and pieces for all year.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, the kind of like QVC, the kind of a shopping channel.
Right.
That I've been working with all year, so they invited me to step down.
for the night, boozing and meal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Landon.
Yeah. Landon? Landon? When's that, Friday?
Friday, yeah, Friday and Saturday.
So you're staying down the whole weekend, right?
Just a couple of nights. We've got Friday night with them, and I think we've got something to do on Saturday night. So we're going to have a night with them and a night out for ourselves.
You should stick around on Sunday. You can go the first time. Brilliant. I've got a busy week this week.
Okay.
Thursday night, I am at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, running one of my own shows, and it features Ray Guns Are Real Enough, this crazy double act I've been on about for ages.
Oh, yeah.
Supported by Rick Holt, who is the biker stand-up comic. He's in with all the bike clubs, and he puts on bike shows every year, and I do some of them. It's about time I return the favour, so I've booked him for mine. Friday night, Rick's on again with me at the Ivy League Club in Langford, where he will be supporting Craig Murray, as he will be on Saturday night at the Pad in Bedford. So I'm running three shows in a row this week. The Luton show and the Bedford show are £6 advance, £8 on the door. The Langford show is, I believe, £10 for a ticket, £8 in advance. If you are anywhere near any one of those gigs and you want more information, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I will tell you about them. But they're going to be three cracking shows. They're going to be weather-beating. They're going to be excellent despite all this horrible cold and that. Here's a great opportunity. If you live in Bedfordshire, three gigs in Bedfordshire this weekend that I, Paul B. Edwards, am running. So they have the Paulie B seal of quality. And you know the noise the seal of quality makes, Tony?
What's that? That's a quality seal.
It is a quality seal, that's right. Now, the next track we got for you, mate, on this Distort PR special. This is a rarity in itself. It's new out. There are only 300 copies available of this picture disc vinyl. It's only on 7-inch vinyl. It's a 2-track, just one on each side, rare as rock and roll shit. I'm not going to tell you about the people on the other side. You can find it for yourselves. The side we're playing is by a guy called Joe Buck, and this is live. So you're going to hear a live track off a very rare vinyl CD. Vinyl single, 7-inch, effectively. Okay. What I want to know is, Tony, what is, bearing in mind it's now fully the internet for Tony Four because of the controversial blast thing, what is Joe Buck's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Joe Buck?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Joe Buck yourself, motherfucker. Only being the internet, it is. Only being the internet. Oh, 5, Tony 4. This is Planet C.
Get kicked out of Nashville.
motherfuckers.
Come on!
We live a planet, see? Come on, motherfuckers! Everybody see!
Now, Tony, we've discussed just during that song that myspace.com/JoeBuckYourselfMotherfucker is rather a long thing to type in. However, what I did, I typed in Joe Buck to Google and found it very quickly. So you can probably do it as quick as that. I've got to say, though, mate, MySpace has been driving me mad. I've got some messages I can't answer because I went on the page to do the messages. Did you get? I suppose you can hear a siren, can you?
Yes.
Excellent. Looks like this could be the last punky. It's a fair cop. Fuck, has he stopped outside my house? Oh, no, he has gone. That was a hell of a siren. That was great. That was the Highwayman's Lodge under real pressure there. Fortunately, we appear to have lost him. What was he saying?
MySpace messages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tried to go on there and it just kept putting this page up and we've got to do all this other stuff. I just want to read my fucking messages.
Is it asking you to upgrade your profile and all that business?
Oh, I don't know. It's just driving me nuts. I know, there was a MySpace boycott last week, wasn't there? No one went on it for the day. This is just so pissed off. I don't understand why they thought it would attract more people by making it more complicated. All it's going to do, they've got enough trouble keeping people on it as it is, without winding up techno loons like me.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do.
Anyway, never mind. I know what we're trying to do, Tony. We're trying to do an absolutely brilliant podcast, and I'm not sure we've managed it, but it's all right. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week. It's time for me to ask you my weekly question, my favourite question of all, the question I enjoy asking you the most, Tony. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your one nomination this week. you're all a bit quiet out there. I do need your twat nominations.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, Tony.
Wasn't it? But no excuse now. I need a flurry of twat to keep me through the Christmas period.
Ooh.
Maybe not the right term of phrase. if you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. I got one this week from Mark B, who is Shaggy's Music.
Hey.
Back when we used to get podcasts on the comments in the days. Here we are again with another twat for you, Tony. Last night, a few friends that were out of town were wanting to hang out. I said that I would like to chill and relax with them since I've not seen them in a long time. Around 8 p.m. I got a phone call from another friend, John, that lived in town, that was hanging out with them, asking what I was up to. I said nothing. I didn't even get to finish in saying nothing when he says, is your house open and do you have alcohol? I thought to myself, what a twat. The one time of year he calls me and he only wants to hang out because I have drinks and possibly an open house. I didn't have the open house and told him that I did have some alcohol left. He immediately says, oh, never mind, we're going to go drink at someone else's house. We'll hit you up when we're on that side of town again. Didn't even invite him to hang out. Again, what a twat. So I said, fuck him, and went drinking with his friends. Didn't hear anything from him all night long. So John from Fresno, California, is who I nominate, Mark Redmond.
Oh, that's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, so John from Fresno, California
is a twat. Yeah, thank you, Mark. Please keep everything coming in. I know we haven't heard much from you recently. We know the reasons for it. But if you are listening, or if you're a listener who's never sent in before, do. We give you loads of ideas. You can do that one. I've got another one for you right at the end of the show this week, Tony. I have a comedy suburbs.
Okay.
I wrote this afternoon.
All right.
Yeah, myself. If you have a joke you'd like us to read. Oh, I've got a limerick as well. I might save the limerick for next week. I will. I'm going to save the limerick for next week. If you have a joke that you'd like me to read out on air, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, comedy suburbs. This is the one I wrote this afternoon. Now, they don't have to be good, as you will see. Tony.
Yes.
What do you call a vintage movie heartthrob with bad arteries?
I don't know.
completely charged. Cholesterol Flynn. What do you call the vintage movie Hartford with bad arteries? Cholesterol Flynn. I should have said that, a massive knob.
Nice.
Anyway, that's as good as I've got this week. Oh, I'm going to do the limerick now. I'm going to reveal it. I was going to reveal this limerick, Tony, at the gigs this weekend, but I feel I can do it now for you. I feel that's fine. Here we go. This I got on my drive back on Saturday night. I thought of this in the car. There once was a lady from Wigan whose vagina was rather a big un. When I tried to ride it, I fell down inside it and bumped into Barry McGuigan.
Nice.
If you can do any better than that, email paulieb@punkyred.com. Type your email. Poetry Corner. Right, time for the last track. This is exciting. This is by a band called Arson Anthem.
Okay.
Right? Who are made up of, it's a kind of super group of metal and hardcore and what have you, including Hank Williams III and a member of Pantera.
Nice.
Exactly. This rocks. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Arson Anthem's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ArsonAnthem.
It is, which means that controversially this week it's probably been the Internet 5, Tony 5. This is Initial Prick. So, that's about it, Tony. Enjoyed yourself this week?
Yeah.
I have. I think it's been a really, really good show. Do you know what I can hear outside the Homer's Lodge, though?
Sirens?
No. My car alarm going off.
Oh, is it?
It's stopped now. It's okay. Obviously now been nicked. I'm going to have to go and sort that out in a bit. It's all going wrong here, isn't it? Thanks ever so much for listening this week. Please do get in touch with us in all the ways we've asked you to do. Also, if you get the chance, do have a listen to the, I think at the moment, the two internet radio stations that carry us as well. Just remind people of those, Tony, they are
Hussy Skunk, which you can find at hussyskunk.com, and Roach Radio, which you can find through Facebook by searching for Roach Radio.
Yeah, and something we never really mentioned that we really ought to, but it is worth having a look at the Mevio site, mevio.com. You can find us on there, and also it's kind of a place for podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah, podcast, video and audio podcasts.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things on there. And do you know what? I had a look through there the other day when I was pissed off with MySpace, and actually, it is quite good. There's a load of good stuff on there. Again, if you've got time, you know, if you're off work because of the snow or whatever it is, and you're just on the net thinking, I've run out of porn to watch, check some other stuff out, like that, for example. That'll do, won't it? Hopefully we'll see some of you this weekend at my gigs, or if not, maybe on Sunday at the Fuzz Tones. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
That's easy. I think that's the first time we've ever fucked that up.
Yeah.
A poo.
Bunch of guns, yeah!